Okay, so I've just heard you talk through the Help Me Investigate platform. How do you think that's changed the definition of the role of the journalist, or maybe enhanced the role?
I don't know that it's changed the definition of a journalist. I think it's experimented with some possibilities, and it's shown that crowdsourcing is possible. It's shown that if journalists get stuck into an investigation, get stuck into a community and contribute to that community, then they can benefit from the goodwill and the hard work of other people in that community. So I think it's hopefully shown that if as a journalist you adopt a collaborative approach, then you can benefit in all kinds of ways. And the main benefit is, you know, you dig out some really useful, important stories and information that's valuable to that community.
And why do you think there are any reasons why people are maybe nervous of getting involved in terms of using user-generated content or going out and seeking answers, data, etc. from users? What are the maybe concerns that are still hanging over that?
I think pride is a big issue. I think as a journalist, I know myself that you know, there's an enormous amount of status that goes with being a journalist, and access and power, and to kind of be humble and take a step back and say, actually, I don't know everything. Actually, I might want to share some of that power. That takes some humility. It takes a certain mindset change. The other thing is, I think a lot of journalists are quite antisocial beings. You know, I mean, actually, I myself am quite antisocial in many ways. If you're stuck behind a desk, you know, it's easier to just churn content for a lot of average journalists. So to take that step and actually take a risk, and risk being things being thrown back in your face, which can happen, communities can turn their back on you, that's a big risk. But I think it's one that journalists have to be prepared to take, and they have to be prepared to fail to learn how to do it right.
And finally, how far do you sort of see, say, for example, in the case of Help Me Investigate, how far do you see that going? And is there any danger in what you're saying in terms of that the role of a journalist is taken over by the user themselves?
I think that's a very one-sided way to look at it. I think a lot of the talk around this sort of subject is an either-or situation. Oh, we're going to lose professional journalists and we won't have them anymore. You know, actually, we can have both, and we don't need to throw the baby out of the bathwater. You know, we've got professional journalists who have access, who have audiences, who have a paid job to investigate things full time. But we also have members of the public who are passionate, who have much more bodies, if you like. They've got more eyes to look at problems. They've got different angles to approach it from. They've got spare time. So, you know, let's combine those. We're never going to lose professional journalists and professional storytellers and professional publishers. And hopefully we're never going to lose passionate citizens. But, you know, let's just take advantage of the possibilities of the medium.
Thank you very much.